This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Where we bring life to creepypasta stories and creepy stories alike. So turn the lights down and let's get strange. This is the Daily Ghost.
Hello again and welcome to The Daily Ghost. As always, I'm your host, Patrick Michael. And today, guys, we're bringing you another creepy tale. I feel like I'm on a roll. I'm having fun here. And what makes it so much easier, what makes you really start doing a bunch of these episodes, like, back-to-back, is just the lack of having to edit, right? Like, if I don't have to edit a whole bunch because I read very well, guess what? You're going to get more episodes. Simple as that. But if I read multiple stories and I'm messing up too many times to count, I'm like, well, I'll just do these two and that'll be it. But we're doing great here. We're jamming them in. And I hope you guys are ready. We're going to have three new episodes for the week. And, you know, your support is highly appreciated due to the fact that without you guys listening, well, you know, again, why are we here? Well, who knows? Maybe it is fun to just read the stories on their own. And I do kind of like that. But either way, today's story is simply called Scares at a Nursing Home, and it is from Swagman434. So an interesting tale in itself because, I mean, to be around a bunch of old people at night or, I don't know, there's going to be times where your mind is willing to play tricks on you. So much more in those instances, I feel. All right, so let's get into this the way we do. Turn the lights down, and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Well, that was the first time I ever told the title of the story before this portion, but either way, Scares at a Nursing Home, Swagman434. Let's do it. I've been a dietary aide at a nursing home for people who have Alzheimer's near my house for about a year now. In that time, I've had some scary instances while working there. For my job, I mainly just wash the dishes that get brought back to the kitchen. I'm usually standing right next to the dishwasher, and it's hard to hear what people are saying from time to time. There's been some times that while I was washing dishes, I heard someone talking to me, even though I knew no one was nearby. I have two experiences that I'm going to be talking about. Mainly, the one of them is going to be the scariest, but the saddest at the same time. The units that are at the nursing home are lettered from A to F. There are usually three people left when we do the dishes. The first experience that I had was when I was going to go to A units to grab the food cart. The people on that unit usually never bring their stuff back to the kitchen for me to wash, but I felt like I was being followed the whole time to the unit. I didn't want to turn around because I had a bad feeling about it. So while I was walking to the unit, I pretended to use the bathroom. From the hallway, you had to turn a corner to get to the bathrooms. So I thought about seeing what it was just by waiting. I ended up waiting there for about 5 minutes, so I looked down the hallway that I had just walked, and I saw a person that I thought was a patient. I then realized it was a patient that died 3 days prior on a unit near the kitchen. The second experience that I had while I was washing the dishes on a different day, I asked a person I was washing the dishes with if he could go to A unit to get what was left of the unit's things. That person went, and the other worker I was with on the shift had already left for the day. While I was washing the dishes, at first the only sounds I was noticing were dishes hitting the water, the dishwasher, and a fan. Then I heard a person's voice in my ear. I turned around and found no one. Then I ended up going up into the hallway to see if I could see a person doing it, but I found no one. I tried not to think about it at all. And then it happened again. When it happened again, I realized it was the voice of my great-grandma, who passed away 7 years ago. I find this to be scary and sad because, for one, she didn't die at the nursing home I work at. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.